At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Glad you're here with us on this special Eye on the Illini podcast. Post-game quick analysis. Illinois breaks the snide in College Park. 2011 was their last win at Maryland, back when the Terps were part of the ACC, but they get the win here Saturday night, 85-80. Larry Smith, Mike Kegley. Kegs, look, this was an ugly slugfest, but Illinois did what they had to do to get the win.
Yeah, I thought was the interesting thing was they could not get past 7 points ahead of Maryland. And the funny thing was, is, you know, we talk about you got to get stops, and coaches are always going to go with that first. But there was three or four different times in the game where Illinois had opportunity to extend the lead. They settled for threes. They took shots early in the shot clock. There's just, you know, the other part of this is they finally got some stops towards the end of the game. But boy, there were opportunities there to extend the lead had they just ran the same style offense they were running the rest of the game.
Yeah. And they've got to clean that up here as we get closer to March. Now, I think if you look on the sunny side, this is a team that Illinois did put away. We saw them against Nebraska, against Michigan State, where they had the lead late. The crazy almost got upset by Nebraska at home and had to, needed overtime to pull that one out. But they get the win here. A lot of whistles. Big Ten refs, we're going to hear a lot about that in the next couple of days. A total of 47 fouls called total between the two teams. They combined for 65 free throws. How about Illinois? 32 of 36 from the line to salt this away at a time when, their shot. Neither team did well shooting from the field in the final few minutes, but Illinois getting more free throws and they get the win.
Yeah, I think in the end, when Terrence Shannon Jr. chose to drive the lane, he was rewarded, just like, Young had the same type of reward when he was driving the lane. So you have the opportunity to kind of see how the refs are calling the game. And if you take out, Illinois was 5 for 20 from the three. And I think, Hawkins, Domask, and Shannon, I think they each hit their first three and then didn't hit any more. So there was a timer, I think, when you almost have to decide, I'm going to go attack the basket, because that's what this game is evolving into. It's not sexy, but you got to get the win, and that's what the Illini did. I think they pulled it out in one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten.
To your point, you're exactly right. They hit four threes early for that 12-8 lead. And as a team, only one three the rest of the way. So that was ugly.
Yeah.
Terrence Shannon, 27 points to lead the team in scoring. Marcus Domask, a double-double, 19 points, 12 rebounds, and hits the 2,000-point mark in his career. What an amazing final fifth year that he's having for Illinois.
Yeah, he is a player that is of invaluable worth to the Illini. Particularly, he looked like, I kind of felt like we were covering a Canelo fight, the way his left eye, he was starting to get swollen up. I'm assuming that when people watch or listen to the Illini guys Sports Spectacular, they might be able to see just how he looks midweek, because he took a shot and got up and went into the lane. That's a guy with a big heart.
No question about that. 19 and 12 for Domask. Coleman Hawkins also 14 points. And the big thing here is Illinois is now 19 and 6 overall, 10 and 4 in the Big Ten. And that's significant, because Wisconsin getting upset at Iowa in overtime earlier today, So now Illinois is two games up on the loss column on every single team except Purdue, which right now it looks like they're trying to run away with things. They only have two losses, only now with four in conference. We talked on the Sports Spectacular in this week's show all across our Illini Guys radio network about now you got to go to Penn State. We were saying before we'd be happy with a split on this. Look, you get this win. Why not go get the win at Penn State? Now you're 11-4 and really in the driver's seat, you know, to get back in the top 10 rankings wise. And again, solidify that that double bye in the Big Ten tournament.
Yep, solidify that. And also, I think you're more of the expert on this than I am. But get to the three line where you're not a four seed running into a five seed. See if you can improve your position for the tournament, because a lot of the teams that make those runs, they do it when they're a 1, 2, or 3 seed. And I think that's really important to push for that as well.
Most of your NCAA champions come from one of the top three lines. Very hard to win the NCAA championship if you're four or lower in the NCAA. You're exactly right. 85-80 is the final. Be sure you stay with IlliniGuys.com. We've got coverage, much more to come. We have the full Illini Guys Eye on the Illini podcast with Mike Bradsturdy and Kendrick Prince coming up. Look for that here very shortly. But right now, again, 85-80. Illinois gets the win. First win at Maryland in more than 12 years. And again, they now look to Penn State. Much more to come. You make sure you join IlliniGuys.com. Free 7-day trial, by the way. The conversation is going on right now about this game and looking ahead to Penn State as well. For Mike Cagley, I'm Larry Smith, ILL. We'll see you next time here on Eye on the Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.